Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful Podcast. Episode, I'm going to say 44.
Is it?
With my gut.
I've been
on track with my gut feelings on what episode number we're on.
Beautiful.
Ugh.
So, what's up?
Let me tell you. First word of advice.
What?
Never, ever be in a room. And this is no shade to anybody. Never be in a room full of cigarette smoke with no ventilation.
No.
Because the next day you will have a splitting headache to the point where you are taking all of your willpower to not throw up.
Yeah.
Which causes you to go into a 4-hour ibuprofen nap and then start your day late and have to continuously take 2 ibuprofen every 4 hours.
Yeah, you got a migraine.
That was hell.
Yep.
Yeah. That was what my weekend, that's what yesterday was like for me.
I'm sorry.
And then before that, I think a snowflake went into my eye and caused some debris to get in there. And I scratched just the white part of my eyeball in the corner.
Yeah.
Fucked me up.
Really? Because
it's still, like, reliable sources said that the thing was out of my eye. But it scratched me so bad that it felt like there was something in my eye. So I had to go, like, pretty much a full day, like.
Really? Was it, like, red? Was it irritated?
Not really so. I flushed it so many times with eye drops and everything. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know.
Interesting.
What else is wrong? I don't know. I think that's the most recent complaints I have of my state.
Word of advice?
Mm.
Go gambling.
Oh.
Go to the casino and go gamble.
I can't do that.
Go to the slots.
I can't do
go
that.
Go to the slots. Make money off the slots.
No way.
And play their fucking game. Go to the tables, play some blackjack, play some poker.
Sweaty palms over here.
I went to the casino yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. It was for a poker club
event. That's what it was.
What
the fuck is this? I was thinking like a card wars on Adventure Time where they go to that big convention and they do the card wars like a D&D thing.
What did that? I do wonder what that photo looked to other people. Like what did it look like?
I was like,
look
where the fuck are you? I'm like, this like some kind of conference or something, because there was some kind of people in the back. No. I thought it was bingo night or something. Because I saw the screen, like the board, and I'm like, what the fuck is this bingo night?
It was the World Series of Poker tournament.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm gonna take this thing down.
Okay. It was good. So we went as a club, and then not as a club, Joe and I went around and we did some slots. We got a slot card. I got 50 free like credit on my card. I got the card still in my purse. I won $90 off of slots. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I understand the addiction. Like, I love gambling. I do. I love it. I love the slots. I love just sitting there and pressing a fucking button and my luck just being like.
Triple cherry.
Yeah, dude. That was so fun. When that number kept going up and up and up, I was like, there's no way. At first, I thought it was $4,500, but it's just the points.
So, how many did you start with? That's my question. How much did you walk out with?
So, I started with a free $50. $50 because I earned it from like whatever, like gift on the card, rewards, whatever, because it was my first time getting a card. So I got free $50. So, and then I left with $90. So I didn't lose any money.
Doesn't work anyway.
I didn't lose any money.
Recall once more, you got a free, you walked in basically no money.
No. Well, my dad gave me $100 because
whatever.
You know, I was going to gamble that. I was going to go.
I was going to gamble.
I was going to do some blackjack, maybe, you know, roulette, right? Roulette
I'm
or blackjack.
So bad. I'm like, it's going to be 12. It's going to be 12 black. Nothing. It's fucking like
we are going to go gamble.
Dude, I'm so scared. I forget, like, it's 18, right?
Yeah.
So we're more than gambling all the fucking time. It's so bad.
We need to go. So you get your free card. You get a free $50. I know exactly what number it is too for the gift, and you'll get the free $50 right off the bat. You go to the slots and you make money. That's how it's going to happen. And then we'll leave. Because you need to know when to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
I would never be in that, like, trance of, like, I gotta do it. It's be like, no, one more and that's it.
See, that's exactly that's why I said I understand. I understand the addiction. But I know I'm smart enough to know when to walk away. I walked away with $91. Perfectly fine.
That's fine.
And I was gonna play some, table, like, blackjack or roulette or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't take the fucking $100 out of my card for some reason. So I was like, I'm not doing this. Because I was already having a bad day, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone, like, threw up in the garbage in front of me, and I have emetophobia, so. That ruined my day. I had to throw, because this person was eating a burrito too.
Oh.
And I was also eating a burrito from the same place. I didn't eat the burrito. I threw it all away. I was like, that is not happening. Anyway, my phobias, doesn't matter.
Yeah. When I was having my migraine yesterday, I was like, man, I would rather have the fucking trots than throw up right now. Like, I was just begging, like, please.
Yeah, I've learned that migraines actually make people throw up all the time.
I don't get headaches often. And I'm so glad because that, oh my God.
Yeah, because when I learned that migraines do that to people, I was like, is it genetic? Like, well, I don't get them. Like, I was making sure that it's not going to happen to me because that's like how fearful I am of throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Please. I couldn't. Yeah.
It'll ruin my day. Anyway, yeah, gambling's fun.
Gambling is fun. You should do it.
Yeah, no, you should do it. But no one to walk away.
I have no idea even how to play poker or the fucking. I don't get the roulette.
Come over. We'll teach you how to play poker. We'll teach you how to play blackjack. You want to know how I learned?
I know how to play threes and dice.
You want to know how I learned how to play roulette and blackjack?
Mm.
GTA. Come over. Come over to my house. I'll set you up on GTA on my Xbox. We'll go to the casino. You'll get some training. That's literally how I learned how to play blackjack. You think it's funny?
My only experience was like that life game that everyone was into. And you could like do, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like you beat the person's number or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But
yeah, blackjack.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. So
they called it something else.
You beat the dealer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but we can teach you how to play poker. That's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I know. I don't even fucking remember Go Fish. I'm so.
Dude, that's such a good card game, bruh. I want to learn how to do like card tricks, and I want to learn how to like shuffle. Mm. But I my hands are really, I don't know.
You know, it's so simple, but I love playing dominoes. Like, that's what I would do as a kid. I would just put the numbers together, and it was so, like, satisfying.
Never
you
once
just
have
put
I...
the numbers together. Really? Like, the one and the one go butt up, and then you just, it's like bananagrams.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
But it's just the fucking numbers on the dice, which is just so weird. I don't know.
I've never played dominoes.
It's not really a game. It's more a challenge. It's more of just, like, how many dominoes
can it sounds awesome.
Oh.
All right. So what are we really here to talk about?
Whatever you want.
perfect.
I'm joking. A little revelation that I've come to. It's not really like the biggest topic of the pod today, but I found it neat.
Mm-hmm.
I was stressing over. I found myself stressing over what someone told me about their plans in life for some reason. Like, they said, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to go. Like, I don't know where I'm going to live for this period of time, like blank, blank, blank in the near future. And I found myself being like, just worrying about it. Like, I can't believe that they don't understand. Like, that's so like close. Like, how do they not know what they're gonna do? But then I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, like
I literally don't
do?
Know what I'm doing this summer or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So then I thought to myself, like, I do that with a lot of things. It's just like, it's not even just that little instance. It's usually like hearing other people in the way that they live their life is frustrating to me because I'm like, oh my God, like, if you have this problem, like the answer is so right in front of you. Like if it's a housing matter or a legal matter or whatever, I'm a fucking lawyer. I'm like, just go do this. Like go to the dump if you need to throw shit out pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I stressing about this shit? I literally have so much shit to worry about than other people's problems. Like why am I worrying about other people's houses burning down when I've got my own fires to put out. You know what I mean?
Damn,
I've got my own
quote.
And I fucking came up with that. And that's what I was proud of.
Ass quote.
I was like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, it's like trying to dry yourself off with a wet towel. It's not going to work.
That's a banger ass quote.
I'm killing it. And I love it.
This is just like a setup to like advertise. Like, this is not even a real problem you're having. You're just, I'm gonna,
This is just a list of, of metaphors that I've come up with, guys, and I just need to get some crowd work done and figure it out if it actually works. Because I got
that's a fucking bangers, bro.
But that's all, like,
all right.
Yeah, I just need to stop worrying about that and worry about my own shit, because, and I've been doing that recently. Besides you, really, I haven't really been social at all. I have in like a couple instances, but I haven't been like, just didn't feel good, didn't feel right. And so I've just kind of fell back into that like independent stage. I've been here before. I feel like
we've
this,
all been, yeah.
So I've just been doing my own thing, and I've, I did take a, like a little week break and seeing like how much I could not be on social media and on my phone, and it was felt pretty good, and I'm going to go back to it. I did pop on Instagram for a quick minute, but I just find that every time I do that, I just feel so bad. Like, I don't know. It's just, it feels like people are posting to brag. That's how I'm perceiving it. And that's a me problem, pretty much.
Posting
to brag, like...
On what?
Hanging out with people or what they're doing, where they are. Miss little...
Oh, I was
gambling girl.
I was bragging. Yeah. I wanted everyone
with
to know.
With no context.
everyone to know.
Check out this big empty convention room. With a bingo board on the wall. But...
Wasn't even bingo.
I know. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, for all my fans out there, I wanted to show them and make them question what exactly
girl,
am I looking at.
You're a gambling man. You learned from GTA.
Yeah, I did.
That's your resume.
Learn from GTA.
Yeah. Your background.
I'm really good at gambling. Maybe
I'm
that'll
not,
get me
I'm
higher.
Not doubting you.
No, I'm not good. I'm not good. There's some people who are really good.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I know from yesterday. So.
Don't even.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What? What's up?
My post made you upset.
No, it was.
I was like, oh, it
no.
was so simple.
It wasn't.
And
it didn't make me upset. No,
I didn't even want to go originally.
Sonia, it was. It wasn't your post. I don't know how to tell you this. It's not your post. I didn't even understand what I saw, and I was like, "What the fuck? I don't know. Whatever." I'll figure out tomorrow.
Was this light on?
The air?
The outside? Like,
yeah,
the
it was.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah. Just me
stressed.
Problems.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm figuring shit out. I'm journaling. You know,
that's
it's
good.
Even if you start your day at 2 p.m., you can bounce back and get some work done.
Yeah.
You know what?
That makes me, God, wow.
It's hard to get hopeful and motivated again.
Yeah.
Motivation has been such a struggle for me. How about that's the topic for today?
Yeah, that's
motivation,
a really good...
productivity.
Yeah, I've got none. I've got a lab report to finish for chemistry. Don't want to do that because they are probably like the easiest shit ever. But then like one like slight like inconvenience on there and I'm like, nope. Close my laptop.
It's over.
That's done until maybe the night before, but I can't even do the night before because then I have a exam to study for Wednesday in chemistry, and I need to do better than I did on the last exam. And it's just like, I don't have the energy or motivation to do any of it. Like, I don't want to finish the lab. I don't want to study for the test. I don't even fucking know what I need to do for any other, like, other of my classes. Like, this semester is just the, like, honestly, it's not the hardest. It's just the most unorganized. I don't know what's going on. Like,
true.
People aren't giving me, like, I don't know, structure, I feel.
Yeah.
Because I am in a new class, like, a brand new class that just started this semester.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. So far, twice, including this class. And, you know, the professor is great. Like, we're working out, like, figuring it out together as a class and as a professor, like, you know. But still, it's just, like, where's, you know, I need the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, there's always a trade-off for new classes. But it's just, like, I don't even know what I need to do. I don't know.
It feels kind of like they're slipping up. Yeah. Or no, there's too much freedom, it seems
too
like.
Much.
It's getting to that point where it feels like there's too much freedom. Like, prompts are just, like, wide open and vague, so you're like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Then you end up with an idea that you don't even like, so then you're fucked because the whole purpose of this class is to make a series of artwork. Well, I hated the first one, so now I'm turning a new leaf and starting something new, and then it's like, well, you got to tie it into your first one. And I'm like, dude, did you just not hear me?
Yeah.
I don't, like, I want to redo the first one on my own time. And it's like, well, still think about it.
No, and that's the other thing too. Like, I'm not even complaining, like, about these, like, my major specifics of zoology classes, not chemistry. Chemistry is always structured, but my zoology classes, like, I'm not complaining. I love them a lot, actually. And, like, I'm doing really well in, like, animal ecology and stuff like that. But that's because I feel like she has us do, like, these summary discussions. Like, I've gotten 100s on every single one of them. Mm-hmm. But it's literally just summarizing a paper that we read in, like, 150 to 200 words. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, pulling
just
it out.
Just a read and response.
But I'm like, it feels like nothing to me. I feel like I'm just doing it, and it's, like, the worst thing ever at the time. And then when I'm doing it, I'm just, like, putting random shit. I don't even read, like, whole paper.
The bare minimum, you skim through it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not getting anything from this. Like, then we go to the discussion, and, like, we have to participate at least one time to get, like, full credit for the participation, which is amazing. Because I could say anything, and...
I second that.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, she comes and hands you the paper, and you sign it, and you get 100. Like, I like it a lot, but then I'm like, I don't care. I don't feel the energy.
Yeah, it's just kind of busy work. Like,
it's just like, yeah,
like,
but
tedious.
I'm not complaining about it, though. It's just, I feel.
But it sounds like you're complaining about it.
I'm not complaining about it, as in, like, I don't like it. It's just like, I don't know.
You get nothing out of it. No, so it's like, what's the point?
I feel like I do get something out of it, but, like, I don't know.
I don't know, Jerry, I'm not there with you.
But then, you know, I'm not going to complain, because I am doing well, and I deserve the grades that I get. Because in my head, when I've struggled with grades, like, throughout my entire, like, academic career, like, in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gotten to the point where I don't even care why I got the grade that I got. I'm just, like,
thank God.
So, because I've gotten my, like, heart broken a million times in the past when it comes to grades. And I'm just, you know.
See, that's my form of gambling. I'm like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I think is right on this test. And, you know, whatever I get, what I get.
I get a 72 on a test. I'm like, whatever.
I get a 9 out of 55. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just.
And it sucks. It genuinely sucks, because that just sucked the fucking living shit out of me. And I got a 97 on my creative evaluation for animal ecology, which is an A. I don't care. That's a great grade. And Joe was sitting next to me. I was in the car, like, it was yesterday. I was in the car. We're on the way to Turning Stone, and he's like, I asked him, what did you get on your creative evaluation? And he told me he got an A, blah blah blah, whatever. And I'm like, well, did you get a 100 or did you get something else? And then he got, like, a 95 on it, and he told me what he got wrong. And then he's like, what did you get? I was like, I don't know, I didn't look. That's the other thing, I don't look at my grades, because I know it's probably fucking good or it's, like, terrible. And, like, what am I going to do at that point? You know what I mean? I just don't look at my grades, because it hurts me. It hurts me bad. And I don't need that kind of. And so I look, and I'm like, there's no way I didn't get a 100, like, not 100, like, an A on the creative evaluation. But it's just in my heart, it's just like, I really don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to know that I didn't get 100 on something that I was, like, took me a lot of time to do. And it was my idea. And it was, like, you know, it was a creative evaluation. She gave us all, like, the room in the world to do whatever we want, however we want it. So I'm like, okay, I know I didn't get anything less than, like, a 90 on it. And I look, I, like, the grade, like, the in the thing, like, it doesn't tell me what I did wrong or what I got off. And, like, I got a 97. I'm like, great, I got a 97. And then Joe's like, well, what did you get wrong? I was like, I don't care. I said, I don't fucking care what I got wrong. I got a 97. But it's like, well, don't you want to know what you got wrong? Like, listen, like, no, I
by
don't
what,
care.
3 points?
I don't care. Joe, I know that you do that, and, like, he's a great student. He's gotten A's in pretty much every single one of his classes, like, recently. I haven't. We are two different students. He has it a lot, like, he has it a lot easier than other people, just because he's, like, got a super memory or something. Like, I don't know what it is. And I've struggled a lot. So when he says that to me, I'm like, Joe, I just don't fucking care like you do. because I know how it feels to think that you did something so right and you did really well on something and fucking just get like a 60 on it or like an 80 on it and it kills you. And I'm stopped looking at what I did wrong at that point. I'm like, it just feels like I can do the most and I can still get like the most stupidest shit off of my grades. Like, that's how I feel about even like the class, the new class that I'm taking, I'm doing like terrible in. But I put a lot of effort into what I do and like the labs and stuff, and I still get like an 80 on it. And I'm like, I don't, I'm done. And then Joe gets a 100. I'm like, what did you do different than me? You explain something better than me? You like, we answer the same questions. I literally have him read my responses. I literally have Joe read my responses and see if it's okay to turn in. And he says, yeah, it's fine to turn in. Like, there's this one time, like in this one lab, I said pretty much the same exact thing that he did, but he got 100, I got like an 80. So I'm like, all right.
I'm not sure about that.
So how that's going to fucking play out.
Might be the system, might be some stupid shit.
I don't care.
I don't know. It's really tough. I've been there with like essays. I'm like, it does get to a point where I'm like, man, I've read this over so many times. Like, I can't tell what's right or wrong. It sounds good enough, you know, like I just throw in the towel at some point.
It's painful.
It is painful. And then you know what? I get a grade back and I'm like, please, whatever. just fucking pass. That's it. Yeah. That's all I want. I don't care about art history. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't intake that information. It's always been a struggle.
And with like the motivation thing too, like I took vertebrate zoology with a professor that I love dearly. Like, I love her a lot. Like, I do research with her and stuff like that. And her tests are not multiple choice, they're all short answer, which has always been really hard for me. I don't know what it is about like being able to like thoroughly explain myself. I've never been good at it. And I say that to like Joe or whatever, and he's like, well, then you don't understand it. And I'm like, I understand where you're coming from with that, but
just trying to meet the requirements that they're asking for when it's only like a one word answer, pretty much.
But you know, like Joe, I'm like, Joe, but you know that I know the answer. And he's like, yeah, but if you can't explain it, then maybe you don't, like, whatever. And I'm like, it's different for me on a test. And I like, Mr. Elliot, fucking good for you. You get all the 100 points and you can fucking explain things so well and you can write your fucking heart out and on these answers and you don't have testing anxiety and all this other stuff. But you fucking put that test out in front of me and I'm like writing. I'm trying to write everything from my brain that I know. And I'm like, but it just feels like I'm not getting anywhere. Like on that page, like I feel like I'm repeating myself or I'm just like, you know what I mean? But like that's the right answer. Like, I don't understand. Like, but I've gotten like all 70s on those tests. And that has gotten to the point, like, well, on the final test, I'm like, this is not good enough. And I was like, yeah, this is good. But then in my head, I remember, no matter what I write, it's never good enough on these tests.
Because they get too technical.
I don't really
explain it too well.
And I still get, like, 70s on it, and I thought I did really well on explaining.
Explaining, yep.
And I still get a 70, and that's where that's in the back of my mind, where I'm like, okay, well, no matter how much I write or I talk about in this prompt or answer, it's still not good enough. I'm still gonna get a 70, and lo and behold, I got a 70 something on the test. The third one, that is the motivation killer right there. The amount of tests, especially in STEM, the amount of tests that you take, it doesn't matter like what class, different class, same class, different class, whatever. The more I take tests, the more I tell myself, I don't fucking care. Because I know I'm not going to do good, no matter what. No matter fucking what. And it's just like, I've lost all motivation to even just like, oh, test coming up, I got to really do good on it. So that's why I'm like, I got a test coming up now on Wednesday for chemistry. And I'm good at chemistry. And I'm just like, I need to study for it. But I'm not even worried that I haven't even studied for it yet. I don't have that motivation. I don't have that passion right now. I'm like,
coming to terms with something that it is like, it's almost, I'm not saying that it is like the definition of insanity, like trying to do something over and over again, expecting a different result. But I mean, what you're putting in is just, you and all the knowledge that you know. So it's like, what else? My question is like, what else can you do? I mean, like, okay, study more, but you're still like, it's still the same results that you're putting down.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I think that
it's just, it's fatigue. I think that throughout the years of you going to school and having to do all these tests and having to accommodate to each, not only each subject, but each professor's personal taste of grading and all that. Yeah. That's what I found, is that it can be complete bullshit because, you know, there's some teachers that are like, I don't give A's. I'm like, why the fuck do you have a rubric then? Why do you have that as an option of getting an A if you do this, this, and that? You know what I mean? I'm like, take the A off and then this is an EB class.
Yeah, so it really sucks.
But it turns into like an ass kissing kind of thing, which I hate. And then it feels like it's a waste of your time because you're like, I'm not with science or art. Like, I'm not doing me. I'm not being me in this situation. I'm not getting anything out of this because I'm just writing down or doing what they want me to do to make them happy. So then I can get a good grade and move on with my life and get my piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So in that turn, it's different. It's hard to turn it because with your situation, it's either right or wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
And with mine, it's like, it's a creative decision, whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah, that's the other thing,
if
too.
If I decide, it's kind of easier to get away with it with art because you can bullshit it, be like, well, this is abstract, so fuck you. I did your requirements. You're just not looking at it right or something, but it's only an explanation, awesome. Whatever. It's awesome, but it can also be like, they just don't believe it, and it's like, whatever.
Brutal. It's brutal, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not well educated in that area to be like, well, this is what you can do. You know, here's the solution to your problem.
And nobody
is. I'm not saying that that's what you're asking of me, but
nobody is. I'm telling you because
I think you should just go on a Creative Avenue.
I
just switch to music and say fuck it.
That makes me want to cry.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. There's no reason to apologize.
It's not that there's no hope for you in science. It's saying it in a lack of a better way to say it. It's not that there's no hope for you in science.
Okay,
you're
hold
struggling,
on.
Man.
I'm doing good. I talk a lot of stuff, but I am doing okay. You know what I mean?
It's just my point of view I won't lie. Like, my point of view with grades is 70. That's great. That's great.
And you know what? Me getting a 70-something on, like, a organic chemistry 2 test is great.
It is great.
That's great.
See, if you were telling me that you were getting 60s and 50s, I'd be worried and I'd be the same level you are. But
maybe on a quiz?
I think it's...
That's a whole nother fucking thing.
It's a personal, like... It's a personal, like, ego sense of, like, I know I can do good. I know I produce good work. Why am I not seeing the numbers correctly that I should be receiving? You know, and I think that could see all the answers that I have are kind of like what other people would say to me. And I'd be like, go fuck yourself. But
yeah,
it's be like, talk to your professor or something and ask, like, dude, like, listen, why? Why did I get this? Even though it's a passing mid-range, like, okay grade, why X and why? But you say that you don't care anymore. So it's kind of...
I just don't have the motivation to do that.
Yeah, because I'm keep getting the lesser grades than you think you're getting.
Well, I know I'm going to get more than a 72 on this next chemistry exam. I'm not going to let myself do that. That's the other thing, though. I do have the lack of motivation to do things, but when it's like crunch time, I put that effort in, like, because then it hits me, like I can't do bad on this because I love chemistry a lot, like I do enjoy organic chemistry a lot, but it's just like I can't do that to myself, and then I get that motivation back, but that's the motivation that comes too late. And then it kills me when I get a poor grade because I didn't spend all this time studying like I should have been.
Because you were relying on the last minute. Because
I was just like, you know, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Like,
well, then I think that...
Like, that's why I got a 72 on the last exam is because I waited to the last minute and, you know.
Well, then maybe let it be then.
I'm going to study tonight. I'm going to study tomorrow. I'm going to study Tuesday. And then Wednesday is the test.
Okay.
And I also need to finish my lab report. Ugh. Mm-hmm. That's the minor inconvenience thing. I really don't want to fucking figure it out, but I have to. Because I do well on the lab reports, like 98s pretty much on pretty much all of them.
Yeah, bro.
Take that. Science. Woman in STEM. Didn't think you could.
STEM.
Didn't think I could do it.
I thought it used to be STEAM because art was in there, but it's not.
They want to put art in there.
Then it'd be STEAM.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's a whole nother argument, actually. That's a discussion.
What are the... It's science, technology, English, and math.
Engineering?
Oh my god.
Dude, English as a science, dude? Get the fuck out of here.
I thought it was like the core like subjects, I guess. Like the most important
core subjects. Science subjects.
Oh.
Yeah, so science, technology, engineering, and
yeah,
math.
I'm pretty dumb.
You're not dumb. The fuck? You're not over on this side, you know? You're a part of the STEAM.
I'm supposed to be over on this side with my fucking one class, but I'm not.
The dinosaur?
She took me out of that class because she didn't think that I was in the class anymore. Like, she thought I was somebody else, like, like just taking the class for some reason.
That's
but
really...
I took an exam and I got a grade. I'm like, dude, I've been I'm actively here. Participating in this class. You're like, oh, sorry, I thought you were not.
What the hell?
But hey, I got my first 8 out of 8 on my quiz last night.
Good job.
Not
I'm so proud.
Morally right the way that I did it, but I did it. Quizlet.
I can't believe you. Come, I am literally here.
You did the same thing for Spanish like I did for Spanish.
Hold on. I'm not talking about Spanish. I'm not talking about Spanish. You're talking to somebody who genuinely wants to do dinosaurs as a career.
Do you want me to save my quiz that's due every Monday at midnight for you to do on Sundays? Because I can do that.
I don't want to do them for you. I want to do them with you.
Fuck me.
I want you to learn.
I can't remember that shit.
I want you to learn. Because dinosaurs are fucking awesome.
I can't remember that shit. I'm sorry.
Like,
I can't remember that
are
shit.
Are dinosaurs fucking awesome?
Are they real?
Are they awesome? Let me hear it.
Yeah, when
then you want to learn.
They're not complicated with their bones and their hip things and well, do these dinosaurs butt heads? Fuck if I know.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Like fucking,
Thoracopods or Pachycephalosaurus, Lepidopods. You know?
Pachycephalosaurus.
Pachys. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Yeah, they got the little bumps on their heads.
Orthodontist.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Do they butt heads? Or
why?
Is it for ornament?
It was something with their skulls. I don't know.
Or is it ornamental?
No, it was something. Their heads are tilted down.
So they're bumping. So they are using it for either mating or they're using
it's
it
for
competition.
Yeah, there were two different ones. One that had like a bulbous head and one that had a flat head.
That Pachycephalosaurus is the one with the on its head.
I can't do it.
It's because you're not putting the effort in, bruh.
I can't do it.
I know. I get that. That's the motivation thing.
I needed the credit.
It's not something
I needed
you
the credit. Next semester, yeah. I'm doing independent studies.
Oh, me too.
Hopefully for 6 credits a pop because I don't want to do...
Dude, we're graduating in spring.
Shut the fuck up. What? What the fuck was that? Horsing around?
Dude, I'm graduating with a bachelor's.
I'm so not even there yet.
I'm a woman in STEM.
A woman in STEM.
STEM. You.
STEM.
Fuck you. I love being a woman in STEM.
I hope so.
Yep. Feels so good.
Yep. Well, I haven't been motivated.
Me either. That's what we were just talking about.
Moving on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Made some canvases. I've done shit, but, you know, you wake up one morning and your dad's calling you saying, my car battery's dead. Can you come get me? can you go tell him, take me to Walmart to get some jumper cables? And I'm like, okay. And then I haven't eaten breakfast yet. I'm like, I don't really care, but I'm doing it anyway because I love my dad. Can't leave him in the dust.
Dad.
He'd do the same for me, and he's done the same for me.
Damn right.
Bought me a whole fucking car battery for my trip to Syracuse to get a tattoo.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Poor Cuber.
I need to get more tattoos, bruh. I need to get that. I want to get molecules on my arm.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of molecules.
I would think it, I've been thinking about making an appointment for summertime, but I don't know if I could afford it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if I, how, like,
I'd want, like, I want my first, like, kind of big tattoo on my calf.
Like,
Nice dragonfly.
Oh, yeah.
Abstract dragonfly. I want to start, so hear me out.
Yeah.
Bug leg.
Bug leg? You are literally me.
Picture
though.
This.
No, I can see it.
Dragonfly, that big ass dragonfly I wanted to get.
Is it realistic?
No. It's more like illustrated, but there's like little eyeballs in the wings and something.
That's cool.
So it's a little like,
that's chill.
I'm an artist and I don't know. Like, it's surreal.
Are you gonna
that
draw
could
your
be
own?
Wrong.
I'm drawing my own. You
no, I kind of just like kind of traced it, but I made it a little different. Listen, man, no one's original. Welcome to the art world.
Yeah.
Dragonfly on my calf.
Yeah.
Ladybug right here on my little thing.
Yeah.
Might be it. That's all I got right now.
Dude, because, you know, I'm doing
that caterpillar.
I'm doing that same kind
of. I was thinking of a moth, but you know what? It's kind of a stereotype for lesbians to have a moth tattoo.
Bruh,
I'm not saying it's bad. I love the lesbians, you know, contemplate it all the time. But I don't know. It's like, I don't want to get it and then people be like, oh, you know. You're a stereotypical whatever, like I don't want people to
I know
profile me, I guess.
No, I know. Profile, yeah.
You know,
that's the
I'm
right
not
word.
Gonna like get it on my chest like they get the lunar moth on their chest, which is beautiful and I envy it, but I can't do that. Like, oh, that
well
hurt.
if you're getting a bug leg, then it makes more sense and people can't say that about you.
True. I'd maybe just get a tiny little one. Because I love the little moth on Joel's guitar in The Last of Us, the video game.
Yeah.
Fuck. I have one. I got two little stickers and I put them on my guitar too. Aww. So I'm like, oh my god, guitar, I'm gonna cry. Yeah, and I got it's on my laptop, but it's Ellie's tattoo. It's like a moth with like some ferns. Someone has that. A lot of people have that, and I'm like, dude, you're not that guy.
You don't want
that guy to put that on your arm. I'm sorry, I had to say it. That's like if I was a, you know, those tattoo videos where they go around the shop and they go to every tattoo artist and they say, what's the most tattoos that you get asked to do, or like what's the most stereotypical like blank blank tattoo, and they'll say like realistic lion with the clock and like all this whatever the hell for dudes, and
the trees.
I would be that guy saying moth tattoos, or like, you know, the video game tattoos, but
you know
it's
what
all
I'd
not
be
a
saying?
Bad thing, you know.
I would be saying anything fun. I'd be giving me all the fun tattoos, like people who have like the dinosaurs and like a leprechaun like riding on it. Like that kind of shit. Like the tattoos, I got a fucking
like the shit you
New
put
York
on
City
a van,
own.
Like the spray painted
like the
unicorns.
Fun shit, dude. Like, give me all that fun stuff.
There's got to be some people out there with like, you know what I'm talking about? Like those Volkswagen vans that get spray painted like with
holy
unicorns,
crap,
like racing with the rainbows and shit. Like some weird mythical crap.
The mystery machine is for sale.
Really?
Somewhere down there.
That's pretty specific. I don't know where you're pointing to.
I don't know where it was. It was on the way to, it's probably in Minetto, but it's Minetto. For sale.
I saw a couple mystery, like really run down mystery machines on Facebook Marketplace.
They're on sale. I saw it. It had a for sale sign on it. And
you gotta
I was
look
like,
at that interior, dude. If there's rust in there, you're fucked.
I know, but I love Scooby-Doo.
I'm in the market for a van soon. I'd like to get one. Or what I've been looking into is a little trailer that I can live in, so I don't have to like pay for house places to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those, they're kind of square but they're rounded.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
The little pop out things. Yep. Oh, dude, that's my fucking dream.
Yeah, those people who live like that are
all of them are like Pennsylvania, Maine, Vermont, like all the fuck way over here. I'm like, dude, I'm ideally, what am I thinking? I could just drive there, hook it up to my car, and bring it. I'm like, I'm not gonna go all the way there to get it. Dude, I'm so stupid.
Dude, all the way to Maine, bro, is crazy. Low-key.
I've been trying to think of a place to go. You've got me thinking of traveling now when you said Vermont for your birthday or some shit.
See, I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. I don't want to talk about it.
Sorry.
It makes me sad. Like, I want to cry.
I don't want to talk about it. Shut the fuck up.
It's a big birthday, and I feel...
Hey, no
depressed
pressure.
About it.
Don't feel depressed about it. Just think of all the opportunities you'll get to do now. Not much, but
that's not true. I get a lot of that. I can sports bet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, 21. You can sports bet.
Who would you bet on?
I don't fucking know.
Cowboys.
What?
That Boston sucks. Stinky Dinky?
Huh? What's that?
Stinky Dinky's coming around. He's coming around. Stinky Dinky wins the race.
Who's Stinky Dinky?
My dad bet on a horse named Stinky Dinky.
That's the shit I want to do. Like horse betting.
He went there. And it was like, it's A, the most humiliating name. And B, like everyone was voting like other horses besides that one. Like they were voting like on Lancelot or whatever the fuck. and he gets this like beginner's luck sometimes, he said. Like with the fishing one where he caught all the fish that day. So he's looking at the list of horses there and he's like, I'm gonna bet on Speak of the Fucking Devil. You just texted me.
Please.
Oh, that's he bought me Alfredo. Yummy.
Oh nice.
He bet on a horse named Stinky Dinky, and everyone around him was, you know, like dudes. And what time was it? It was like, I'm gonna say the '80s. Late '80s. Everyone was like, dude, what the fuck are you betting on a horse named Stinky Dinky? Like he's the most like just picture the most like weird, abnormal horse, like pretty much looking like a donkey in cartoons.
Yeah.
He bet on that, like a lot of fucking money.
Really?
So the way horse, correct me if I'm wrong, I can't remember.
Yeah.
When you bet on a horse, if that horse wins, you get everyone else's money that they bet on other horses, right?
Yes.
So that's what happened with him.
A lot of money.
He won a couple hundred bucks, I'd say.
Really?
Because it was just amongst his friends.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a whole, like, I know, it was just a small thing. But his friends were fucking pissed.
You always bet on the horse in Stinky Dinky.
Yeah.
You always bet on the horse.
He's probably gone. I feel bad. Stinky Dinky, I'll always remember him. Aww. But I know it's so, I'm so like against racing. Not racing horses, like that's animal cruelty. Whatever the fuck, they probably love it.
Yeah, what are they gonna do? Graze?
Graze.
That's what they do. What they do.
I know.
Like wild horses are so cute.
Graze. They're just grazing. But I don't get racing because it's like, just running around in a circle. Like, I want to see, like, a track. Like, a thing that goes throughout a city. Like, Tokyo racing bullshit. Like, cars.
Like,
maybe.
F1?
Sure.
Dude, I love F1. Huge F1 guy.
But it is weird because you can't... You have to be in, like, one specific location.
Yeah.
And if they pass you, you can't, like, go ahead to see them, you know. If it's a race... That makes sense. If it's a racetrack, you can see the whole fucking thing happen at the same time. Anyways, Stinky Dinky wins the race.
Stinky Dinky.
Yeah, I would really love to travel soon somewhere.
Me too.
I'm thinking of like residencies and stuff. I've been doing more research about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, well, could I live in a different state for another year? I don't know. Like, what state would I live in for a residency? Like, would I do a Maine residency for a year? Would I do Boston? Would I do Vermont? Would I do Illinois? Can I do Ohio? I don't want to
do Ohio.
It's a great studio, but it's Ohio.
Ew.
I love that studio so much. It's so pretty. Word of the wise. It's advisement week, and I'm not ready. Because I have to do group advisement.
What?
Do you do group advisement?
No.
See?
Why?
So apparently, this is like in the news of SUNY Oswego. This is what we're doing. They're going back, quote unquote, to group advisement, which in my mind is going to be like a fucking AA meeting. You sit around in a circle.
Exactly. Yep.
And you get advice from random ass people that you've never had a class with.
Yep.
So allegedly, we're going to come here to Murano. There's going to be random art faculty posted up everywhere. Don't know why I said that. And you just go, like, they'll have a little desk and I'll go up to you and I'll be like, here's my schedule, here's my degree works, help me out.
Yeah.
If I have any questions or whatever.
Yeah.
But my question is, why am I gonna ask a complete stranger, pretty much? Someone that maybe I've taken one class with, but it was an art history class. Let's just say they're an art history professor. What are they gonna know about what I wanna do with my degree,
mm-hmm.
which is pertaining to ceramics and, you know, studio arts and all that stuff? Not saying that they're It's just not the profession, I'm saying. Why am I going to go to someone that it's not the profession at all to help me delegate what my future is going to be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Like, they don't know me. They don't know what I've done. And my advisor that I've had has helped me out with a lot of corrections and stuff that was wrong with my degree work. So I'm like, why are we going backwards? Why are we de-evolutionizing?
You know, like, wow.
I don't know.
That's a big word.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, sure.
De-evolutionizing?
Reverting.
Reverting. That's, yeah.
So
So I'm pissed.
But you could always go to your main advisor.
But I'm required to go to this thing.
Yeah, just, you know, you're required to do it. Fucking do it. But then
go to your advisor. I just feel like it's just... Then they'll ask me, like, well, why didn't you go to the advisement thing? I'm like, because I didn't want to meet with random people.
If you got to do it, just do it.
I don't know.
Sometimes
I'm already ready for it. You know, I've got my things. I've got my questions. But I just want to... I hate group shit. I hate group shit. Yeah. I hate having to pair up with people or whatever. Yeah. And I just like one-on-ones, pretty much. Because, I don't know. So...
Yeah.
I'm outraged. But it's an outrage. I'll figure it out, I guess. God, it's this week. I thought it would never happen.
It'll be quick.
I hope so. Lord almighty.
It's only a little bit of time out of your day.
That's time I'll never get back. It's okay.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Do you. Take some ibuprofen, feel better. That's my advice. And don't get secondhand smoke. Such it sucks. Oh, all right, you pretty much over it.
Yeah.
All right, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll catch you later. Follow Instagram and rate us on Spotify. Be nice.
Yeah. Whoever.
It wasn't one review. I read it. Let me pull it up and correct myself because I looked at it and I was like, oh, I'm wrong. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Like, people are listening to this.
Just a couple. I think it probably like they... Okay, so we have three reviews. Three reviews, an overall rating of 3.7 stars.
That's really bad.
I can't look at the reviews, so...
Why not?
I'm not the owner of the account.
What the...
WNYO owns us. It's there. It says it's under them.
I don't like that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We need to break off of here.
Anyways. Catch us somewhere else maybe next time. Who knows?
All right.
Bye.
See ya.